It's been a while, but I'm back. Thank you guys for tuning in. Let's get straight into it. NBA Conference Finals is here. East, West, Warriors, Dallas, Celtics, Miami. Who do you guys got? Talk to me. Who do you guys got? Write me. Let me know. As of right now, it's looking like Dallas is about to get sent home. Warriors is up 3-1. Warriors is definitely taking that. You know Dallas is not coming back. They can never come back from that. And if they do, that's a miracle. Something is going down there. This is crazy. Me personally, I got Golden State taking everything. Winning the chip. I mean, I don't see Boston or Miami giving them a run for their money. They just got they too deep. Too much weapons. Inside, outside, could kill you from the three. Take it in. And anything's possible when you got the babyface assassin stuff, Curry in the building. But anyway, Eastern Conference Final. Celtics, Heats, tied at 2 apiece. Celtics look like they're in the driver's seat. To me personally, I feel like the Celtics will take this in either 6 or 7. Miami just keep getting hurt. Tyler Hero's in and out. It's not looking too good for them. Boston Celtics have way too much offensive power. Jason Tatum, I know he's very inconsistent, but there's games where he goes off for 30. And then you just need Jaylen Brown to step up. He could give you 32. Marcus Smart definitely elevated his play. Al Horford came out of nowhere, elevated his play. Playing some brilliant basketball. Shout out to the coach, though, for, you know, getting them guys defensive-minded. So, I definitely have the Celtics beating the Heat. In 6 or 7, I say that again. Miami do have a chance, but it's looking real slim. Butler's going to have to score 40 every game or play sensational. There's no other way. Once they lock him up, it's over. So for me, it would have to be Warriors versus the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals. And I would say Warriors taking that in either 5 or 6. Easy. Could go to a game 7, but 5 or 6. That's a well-coached team. Experienced. They've been to the finals. It just doesn't look good for the Celtics, man. I'm telling you, it doesn't look good for the Celtics or the Heats. Whoever come out of there is not looking good for them. But we're going to skip to the All-NBA, you know, teams. Joker got voted in there. Giannis in there. Luka in there. Jason Tatum's in there. Booker's in there. But how you leave off Joel Embiid on the first team? I know you put him on the second team, but come on now. The guy was runner-up for MVP. Runner-up for MVP and you leave him off the first team. Something gotta be changed off that. It's not making any sense to me. The NBA, commissioners of the office, whatever it is, somebody gotta really look into that because the voting process just doesn't make any sense. Senseless. That has to change. You can't leave a person that was runner up for MVP off the first team. Even though you put him on the second team, you still left him off the first team, which he could be missing out on millions due to his contract, which is insane to me. But let's just jump straight to LA because I wanted to touch on this subject. They fired their coach, Vogel, because he was not playing Westbrook the way how I guess everybody think that he should have been playing. Or he didn't tap into that element to bring out the best of Westbrook. Me personally, I think Westbrook has a lot of soul searching to do. Because there's times when he was out on the court, he looked at like he didn't know if he wanted to pass, shoot, run the other way. And don't get me wrong. Westbrook is a hell of a player, hell of a player. But it just looked like he's on a decline. And that team was poorly constructed due to LeBron. You know, we just got to call it ace of ace. Due to LeBron. Poorly constructed. I mean, it looked good on paper, but you can't cheat the game. And that's what somebody always told me. It looked good on paper, but you cannot cheat the game. So, with Westbrook's situation, do you keep him or do you trade him? I mean, at this point, you really don't have a lot of suitors for him. And even with the trade, you would have to give up a first-round pick. So, is it even worth it? Giving up a first-round pick and Westbrook? When you're already in the hole, a whole bunch of first-round picks is already traded away. So, because of that contract, it's going to be hard to even trade him. So, at this point, it's like the best situation would probably just be to keep Westbrook. Keep Westbrook. You got LeBron. You got Anthony Davis. Try to move around some of the surrounding pieces. Try to get some players that complement him. Complement the big three that's in LA. And take it from there. And of course, you got to correct the head coach. You know, got to correct that whole situation. To me personally, I think the best head coach for them would be Mark Jackson, but nobody ever listens to me. Got to think about it. Before Steve Kerr, there was Mark Jackson. He's the one that he's the one that honestly made the Warriors the Warriors. Steve Kerr just came over, took over. And from whatever Mark Jackson foundation was, he built upon that. But let's not forget, Mark Jackson is the reason why Steph is playing the way how he's playing, why Klay is playing the way how he's playing. That's all up Mark Jackson. Go back, research it, Google it, whatever. I'm telling you, it's Mark Jackson. Steve Kerr, hell of a coach. But you just can't disregard what what Mark Jackson have done. So I think he would be a good candidate. Some people has been saying Mike D'Antoni, but Mike D'Antoni and Westbrook, they don't really work good together. You need a coach that's going to bring out the best in the point guard, put him in the best position to play, because as of right now, he's who you have. You can't trade him. His contract is untradeable unless you traded him to the Rockets for John Wall. But the Rockets want a first-round pick. And you guys do not want to give up a first-round pick. So, at this point, with the assumption that you're keeping him, you have to find a coach that can coach Westbrook and bring out the best out of him. And that's all to it, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Wait, before I let you guys go, definitely got to say, gotta address this issue about the mass shooting that just happened. Rest in peace to all those guys, students, teachers, girls, young adults that was involved into this whole mass shooting thing. Prayers go out to their families. You know, the world that we're living in is just unbearable.